A 51-page plan before the House Education and Workforce Committee is aimed at keeping science and technology inclined students in the state. It also calls on schools to do more with tracking how well students perform in the job market post-graduation. The proposal outlines performance-based funding bonuses for adult education programs, public K-12 schools, and colleges and universities. Committee Chairwoman Jeanette Nunez gave an overview of the proposal.
This Section 28 expresses the legislature's intent that state performance funds for the state university systems be based on indicators of system and institutional attainment of performance expectations.
School districts and the Florida college system would get $1,000 for each industry certification a student earns. Universities would get performance-based bonuses based on how well they do in meeting state expectations on things like post-graduation job success. Awards would be capped at $15 million per group. But House Minority Leader Perry Thurston has questions.
Essentially, we're going to be grading the performance of the universities based on their ability to get their graduates jobs in certain fields, or is that what we're saying?
Republican Representative Eric Fresen of Miami says the measure is still a rough draft, but the performance funding system isn't meant to penalize schools whose students get a degree and work in a field they didn't major in.
The performance funding won't be so myopically and linearly connected to employment in the very specific sector that you studied in, but more so completion, time of completion, and just employment in general beyond completion, so that whether or not you were able to monetize your degree directly in your field or not, at least it had some value in the workforce.
The Board of Governors, which oversees all the state's public universities, has been experimenting with a smaller performance-based funding model only in IT programs. The proposal would allow that program to continue. The university system is asking for $118 million in exchange for a more comprehensive performance-based funding system. For WFSU-FM, I'm Lynn Hatter.